Hello everyone. We're just joining you today. I'd like to wish you sort of a Merry Christmas before we go into Christmas. I shall probably be doing that a few times. Now we hope to do a live TikTok or a live Facebook video over the Christmas period between Christmas and the New Year. So hopefully you'll be able to join us and see what my guide has to say, some questions that you can ask, etc., etc. So this afternoon, Tom will be talking to Jonathan and asking him a few questions. So we hope you enjoy this video and we shall begin. All okay. Right.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jonathan.
I am pleased to be seeing you all today.
Thank you for joining us.
Ah, you are very welcome.
Today, I'd like to ask you, if possible, about some questions about how you connect with Elaine and how connections are made with mediums in general.
Yes.
So if I start on the first question, how is the connection made with Elaine and you, and how would you describe the connection between the both of you, if you could?
The connection between both of us is very one of profoundness, one might say. The connection is of infiniteness, because it is eternal love. So a twin soul connection, that is what it is, or a twin flame, whatever you want to name it as, are the two souls that are the total reflection of one another, as one might say. So the mirror of one another, so to speak, two souls deeply connecting. And that is going to last for eternity, of course. But when it comes to working with Elaine, she has what you call an aura, and every person in this world has an energy that is within them and that surrounds them. And so therefore, when you are going to be meditating, or you're going to be taking part in anything that is of a spiritual matter where you are loaning your energy, then that energy is going to widen itself from the energy centers and create an aura around you, which is sometimes of a singularity of color and sometimes of many colors. Sometimes it may be a silvery color of light. But that aura begins to widen, because when you look at the energy centers, they are going through the center of you. They are of invisibility, but they exist. They are above your head and below your feet. And so therefore, the guide or the helpers that are going to work with you will use either all of those energy centers, which is very powerful, and that is used mostly with physical mediumship. But when it comes to transmediumship, I will use the three energy centers. I will use the solar plexus, I will use the heart energy center, and I will use, in fact, four, because I will use the throat energy center, which is the most prevalent, so I will step into the aura of that. And I shall also use the energy center of what you call there on the earth the third eye, the pineal gland. So therefore, all those colors will light up, and the aura will widen, and I will step into that aura. And when I step into that aura, I am an energy, a being of light, and Elaine is an energy. She is a soul within, and so therefore, she is using this energy, the higher self energy, which is that of the pineal gland. So therefore, I will step into that energy and the two will merge together. And so therefore become that oneness, where I am able to speak through a small amount of ectoplasmic energy, which is used in the throat energy center. This is not as much as what a physical medium would need to exude, but a small amount that is exuded in this energy center of the throat, the voice box rather than the throat. And that is used for me to speak through, sort of like a little portal of energy that I will speak through. And everything that I say out loud to you is only a thought from me, because I am consciousness without the physicality. So a consciousness can impress the thought to the medium, and it will come out as a physical voice. So everything I'm saying to you is thought, you see. And that is mainly what it is about, because it's all involving energy. And the solar plexus with the physical medium is very much used, because the energy is being exuded from the solar plexus in the form of what one might call rods, you see, ectoplasmic rods, which we use to move things about. And of course, again, our empowerment of the consciousness is impressed onto the medium. So therefore, most physical mediums will go into a deep state of relaxation. There are the ones, the very few, the rare ones, that will perhaps be consciously awake while this is taking place. For instance, you got Sir Leslie Flint, that was the direct voice medium. They would put the energy over his shoulder. So what they would do is create an ectoplasmic voice box or a portal at the side of his neck there, and we would be able to bring the voice into direct voice into the room without him using his voice box, you see. So when you're going into the greater depths of that, then it is a wonderful ability, which is very, very rare, where we can use direct voice. Now, direct voice can be coming from all corners of the room, you see, and the energy from the medium and the sitters would be able to be used and utilized to bring that direct voice forward. So one might say that all of these portals in the room that we can speak through with the medium using energy, exuding it, and the spirit using it rather, yes, That is one of the explanations of when you go into the greater depths of more physical mediumship. So with the trance mediumship, on a rare occasion, the medium may go into a deeper state of trance with a similarity to the physical medium. So everyone varies, you see. But when it comes to clairvoyance, it is energy, but there is a lesser amount of it, but there is the impression of thought into the medium's thought, and then they will somehow work that thought out and be able to bring the information forward to the congregation or the group or the singularity of person sitting there. So there you go. That is a few of the explanations of how this mediumship works. There is the greatest scientific measure, but I'm not a scientist, of course. But I will explain it to you in the best way that I am able.
So you're saying about the energy. Would you completely use the medium's energy, or would you also bring your own energy and mix them together?
That's right. It is united energy. So the two energies are working together. I'm working here to impress thought into physical voice. So because I am the consciousness, I am saying what I need to say as a thought, as a consciousness, because I do not have a physical voice box. But there again, when you look at these machines, your EVP machines and all of that, we can literally, if enough energy is gathered, we can literally impress our consciousness onto that machine and bring it out as a physical voice. So everything again with that machine is an energy, and we have to learn how to impress our thoughts, which takes quite a lot of practice. So some mediums may say, well, nothing is happening yet. Well, it does take time for it to manifest. And of course, we need the dedication of the medium, the right energy. It is depending on what we have. Now, when it comes to physical mediumship, then it is very much once the medium has gone into that state of mind where they are deeply relaxed, then we can take over, so to speak. We don't possess that person, but we stand fully in that energy, and we are able to utilize it with the amount of ectoplasm that we have. And a lot of people are saying that the energy is changing with that, but it's always going to remain the same. It's not photoplasm or anything of that nature. No, it is. It has always and always will be this ectoplasmic sort of energy that can be photographed in the right light.
So would you say it takes more energy to achieve physical mediumship, and is it more complex for the spirit to achieve through the medium?
Yes, very much so. And quite often you will have a group of souls that will come through to assist, you see. So they all dedicate their energy to it, and they all want to get through, but there is only one medium and a sitter's there. But over the years they have learned to utilize the energy, learned to work with the built-up energy with the medium's dedication and development. And so therefore you may get days or evenings when the physical medium is going to sit and nothing happens. Well, there is, at that point in time, there is not the right amount of energy from the sitters or the medium for us to be able to manifest movement of objects or any direct voice or materialization. There could be enough energy for what you call the mediumship materialization is needing a lot of that. But when it comes to other forms of mediumship where the spirit is going to form a face over the medium's face, then that requires lesser of an amount, because it is more appertaining to trance mediumship then.
Okay. When you step into the medium's aura, are you able to feel their emotions, or is it just an energy to you?
We know about their emotions because we are emotion, and you are all emotion. So we sense those emotions from the medium, and the medium will sense our emotions. But our emotions are only upon love. They are the subject of love. So we will make them feel safe and loved, and grounded at the same time. But we also rely on their trust. And sometimes the ego mind will edge its way in and hold back a little bit, you see. But the trust is greatly required if one was to let go. And imagine being held in your mother's arms or, you know, covered up in a nice warm bed. Then you can let go to these things. But it does take time, you see, because the ego is always going to be present and trying to knock on the door and say, well, you know, we're not quite ready for that yet. But eventually it comes about. And if one is naturally having this ability, it is bound to happen at some point. So I would say don't give up on it.
Okay. While you're connected with Elaine, how do you go about protecting her, or how do other spirits go about protecting mediums while in trance or physical?
Yes, well, one has to sit in a positive manner. So if the medium is going to sit, if they were severely depressed, it's not a good idea for them to sit because they're not in the right state of mind. But if one is thinking positive thoughts and prayer and protective thoughts and looking to the positivity of the mediumship, then that's going to be fine. We will work on protecting them because we are the spirit guide. But if there is something to be learned from a form of negativity in a certain place, then they will overcome that. Yes, but we are here to protect them. We are here to love them and help them on their journey that they had planned to go on. Most of you say that you have a gatekeeper. Well, the gatekeeper is actually the guardian angel that is with you. Yes. So they will say, you know, who can come in and who cannot, and the guide will assist in that too.
Oh, thank you. You mentioned about, going back, you mentioned about twin flame connection. You often say about people meeting their twin flame on Earth. Do they have a connection the whole time they're both on Earth before they've met, or after they've, if they've separated for some reason, do they retain that connection forever?
Yes, they do. It is constant. It is eternal, infinite connection that can never be broken. I would say it's closest to the godlike perception of love, the empowerment of that, and how it would make you feel in an instant would say to you that you would know that it was different to the earthly love. It is a spiritual love. And some of those who meet in life as twin souls on this earth will usually end up working together spiritually. They will usually be united, and they will usually have very much of a similarity of traits with their life patterns, and they will know each other from old. They will feel it deep down inside of themselves. Their higher selves will know that soul and recognize them straight away.
You also mentioned about ego. Is there ever times where you've had to deal with Elaine's ego getting in the way?
And how, yes.
Is there anything you can do about that, or is it just the medium that has to deal with that?
It's just the medium that has to learn to overcome that. It takes time, and we have all of the time in the world. We know that the medium is going to take some time to put the ego aside, one might add. And she has given me a few talkings too, but you know, we understand that. We do not go away and desert that person. We stay with them, and we understand that it is frustrating in the physicality with the ego to learn how to relax and let go and to trust in what is to be.
When people or us are speaking to you, how much is you? Is it 100% you we're speaking to, or is there times when it's more than others?
It is depending on the state of mind that Elaine is perhaps in. Sometimes, as I say, the ego can knock and say, well, no, hold back there. So we are blending the two. You see, we're the higher self of this person, the medium, and the higher self of the spirit guide, are going to blend somewhat. But if there is doubt there, that's when the ego interferes, you see. So you cannot block it out completely because your mind is always going to be a part of it. Part of your essence, your personality is there, and part of ours is there. So the two combine. But the more that medium, that person lets go, then more of us can come into it, you see. But we are using the medium's higher consciousness to work through. So we've got to rely on that trust.
Is it easier for the medium spirit guide to work with them than other spirits? We do see other spirits speak through Elaine.
Yes, I would say so. In certain situations, if there was a twin, as Elaine has a twin, she would find it easy to speak through Elaine because they are very closely combined. But it is a lot easier for the spirit guide to learn how to speak because they are the main guide, and the other helpers may have to work a bit more on learning how to speak. Or if they are a little more advanced in it, then, and the medium is again trusting, then they may find it easier to speak.
Okay, you mentioned about physical mediumship. What would you say the difference is between trance, the way that trance connection is made, and clairvoyance?
Trance and clairvoyance can go together. As you know, I sometimes give messages of the loved ones should they choose to come through and connect with us. So the two can combine, yes. Sometimes trance is just appertaining to philosophical speaking about the spirit world and life, etc. So yes, one might say that the two can be combined, or the guide may work on just this philosophical speaking.
Okay. Does connecting with the medium get easier with time and practice? Is that something that needs to happen?
Yes, certainly. The more the medium lets go and dedicates their time, we understand you cannot be there all day, but meditation is a wonderful asset when it comes to connecting with any form of mediumship, but especially trance and physical mediumship. Yes.
Would you say it's easier to have a stronger connection when there's a large number of energies in the room, like
yes.
a circle environment?
Yes. If you've got a circle environment, or you've got a group of people that have come to watch, then you have their energy which is being put towards the medium, and that is being utilized as well. So it can make the mediumship more prevalent. It is depending on the energy that we have, you see. If you've got a room full of people and half of them are not particularly paying attention, or they are a little bit doubtful of these things, that can also have an effect on it.
Yeah. Can a medium's connection with spirit weaken over time with things like such as age and energy and things like that?
It is always going to be strong. But of course, you may spend lesser time doing it as you get older because, you know, you get tired quicker, one might say, as you start to really age. But I think that determination will sometimes keep it going.
And you said about the aura. Is that always there, or does that just come into play when working with spirit?
The aura is narrowing once the medium comes back to her normal self. But when she is going into the altered state of mind, which is a form of self-hypnosis, then that begins to expand. So if you were to take aura photography and you were to take a photograph of the medium in the normal state, then the aura would be much narrower. If you were to take a photographic picture of the medium in a trance state or a physical phenomena medium, then it would be very wide.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jonathan. Unless you have anything else to say, that would be all our questions.
Well, I think that we would all like to wish you a Merry Christmas, but I will probably be saying that again when I talk to people after your Christmas and the New Year. I will be wishing them a Happy New Year. But yes, may your celebrations be wonderful, and may you unite with each other and enjoy life.
Thank you.
God bless you all.